Now we're going to Edenderry next, where a community came together last night amid immense grief, just days after a devastating arson attack on a family home claimed the lives of 4-year-old Tadhg Farrell and his 6-year-old grand-aunt Mary Holt. The vigil was organised by Derry Rovers Soccer Club as neighbours, friends and families gathered to support one another in the aftermath of the tragedy. Our Midlands correspondent Sinead Hussey was there and spoke with some of those who attended.
It's hard to stomach, it's hard to understand, it's horrendous. People are in a lot of fear. So we organise this to bring the people together and let them console themselves, comfort each other and hopefully try and make some sense of it. I don't know how you can make any sense of it, but it's unfortunately this is what it is. We have to deal with it.
Heartbroken. Heartbroken, a child of 4-year-old had to lose his life for completely nothing. Innocent life. Innocent life. It kind of hits home when you have kids of your own. A child's a child, and it's horrible to think of.
I worked with Mary for many, many years, and I knew her well. And an absolute, oh, she was a lady. An angel, I would say. And for the whole community, like, everybody would say the same. Like, we're just shocked.
It's a very, very sad place to be this evening. I was born and reared in Castleview. Know the families. It's just dreadful to think the scourge of drugs that has hit the community, especially around here. Something has to be done. This can't keep just happening. Like an innocent child, a 4-year-old child. It's very, very hard to get your head around, and the whole town is just, there's a black cloud in Edenderry.
Well, we can speak now to William Doyle from Derry Rovers Soccer Club in Edenderry, one of the organisers of that vigil last night. William, good morning. We can hear the distress and sadness there in people's voices after this attack. It must have been an extremely emotional night there, and large crowds did turn out for it.
Yeah, I was walking around the track last night, and you know, you've all sorts of emotions. You're angry. You can't believe this is happening. A huge thanks to everybody that came out last night and walked. Loads of emotions. I found myself even last night walking home. I needed to walk by myself because you're asking yourself how and why did this even happen.
And many are, like you, trying to come to terms with this. The idea to walk the track 4 times for each year of Tadhg's short life, that must have been very difficult for people, but very important also for them to do this in memory of the boy and his grand-aunt.
Yeah, very important. You know, a lot of the community is asking, you know, how this can happen. And I suppose it's very important we all came together, you know, to walk the track for the 4 years of his life.
Indeed, it is a close-knit community, and thoughts must also be with Pauline Holt Tadhg's grandmother, who was in the house at the time of the attack, who was injured.
Yeah, like, you know, we need to remember about Pauline as well. Pauline's also injured in hospital, and quick recovery, hopefully.
Indeed. Now, the CCTV footage released yesterday by Gardaí of the attack, it must have further shocked people there, chilling how it was carried out. But it shows Gardaí's intent to find those who are responsible. And of course, that's people's hope there too, to bring those to justice.
Yeah, like that. When I was walking the track last night, and I was walking back, and I saw the CCTV footage, and I must have watched it 3 or 4 times. You're just going, you know, absolutely horrendous images to see. And then, I was looking at some of the comments, and one of the comments I read was, when they broke the window, they must have seen them.
Indeed.
They must have seen them in the room.
And it is very difficult footage to watch, especially for all of those who knew the family. William Doyle for now from Derry Rovers Soccer Club in Edenderry. Our thoughts are with you all there. It is almost 7:45.